There were two debates last night organized by the Charlotte Observer and WBTV, and like the primaries in just under 2 weeks' time, they were broken down by party. Scott Stone and Edwin Peacock, the two Republicans vying for mayor, took the stage first. WBTV's Steve Crump was the moderator, and he began with this.
How do you convince a Democrat-heavy electorate that they should vote for you?
I don't believe that it's going to be impossible for a Republican to win.
Scott Stone answered first.
We've just got to do a good job of getting our message out, convincing voters that our ideas are right, and I believe the voters will make that choice.
Edwin Peacock, his opponent, agreed.
People select person over party as it relates to our mayor, and that's been proven over time.
Peacock has served on the city council and in 2013 lost a close race for mayor to Patrick Cannon. Stone has never served in public office and is running as a business leader and political outsider. They differed slightly when asked if Officer Randall Carrick, who shot Jonathan Farrell, should be reinstated by the CMPD now that criminal charges he faced have been dropped. Stone speaks first.
I think it's going to be hard for him to come back and serve after this last few months. But if we don't reinstate him, then I think he's got a great lawsuit on his hands.
Edwin?
I'd like to see Officer Carrick come back to the CMPD. I think he's a fine individual, and obviously if he and his family decide that they want to come back, I hope that Chief Putney would support him 100% in coming back.
CMPD Internal Affairs are still investigating the shooting. Both men are ardent opponents of Charlotte's streetcar, but that is where things got heated. Throughout the campaign, Stone has brought up the fact that while Peacock was on the city council, he voted for a budget that included funding for the streetcar. Peacock addressed that charge last night.
This candidate is trying to misrepresent my record, and I think it's important if you're going to be Mayor Scott, you got to understand how our budgeting process works.
Peacock did vote for that overall budget, but only after trying to get the streetcar removed from it. After 45 minutes, the Republicans joined the crowd. The stage was reset.
Welcome back to round two of tonight's mayoral debate. I'm Steve Crump from WBTV.
It was time for the Democrats. Whereas the Republicans featured an outsider against a seasoned politician, the Democrats, Michael Barnes, Dan Clodfelter, David Howard, and Jennifer Roberts, all have a long history in public office. They were more cordial and spent the majority of their time debating what to do about social issues. Take this question about the recent moves by some large cities to pay employees $15 an hour, what's been dubbed by some a living wage.
Give us a number on what the hourly living wage should be for full-time city employees.
Mayor Dan Clodfelter didn't give a number. Instead, he offered this test.
If we have employees who have to go on Medicaid or food stamps, then we're not paying a living wage.
Jennifer Roberts was the only candidate who openly supported the idea.
So I think that we should lead by example, and we have to be smart in budgeting, maybe phase it in, but I would support raising the minimum wage to $15.
On the issue of a lack of diversity in CMS schools, Michael Barnes said he would advocate for this.
I think we should consider a cap on poverty in schools.
Meaning a limited percentage of students at any one school could be on free or reduced lunch. Students above that cap would be sent to other schools. Earlier this year, the city council voted against adding LGBT rights to a non-discrimination ordinance. Councilman David Howard said he would again support the measure.
You can actually use any restroom you want to right now. It's not illegal to do that.
A key issue in that vote was allowing transgender people to use the restroom of their choice. Howard says he offered the council an alternative plan.
What I propose is we actually go to something that's more like Europe, single stall options, so it doesn't matter who you are and what you are. If you have to use the restroom, you can do it.
Then Dan Clodfelter added this.
I don't think I've ever in my life seen anyone standing at the door of a restroom checking people's anatomy to make sure they're going to the proper restroom. I think it's a bogus issue.
The primary for both Democrat and Republican candidates for mayor and other municipal offices is on September 15th. Early voting begins today. For WFAA News, I'm Tom Bullock.